This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Authorities at America's central bank are meeting next week on whether to start raising interest rates for the first time in 9 years. Today, though, let's get an update on the musical version, the one on Broadway, about Alexander Hamilton fighting for what would eventually become the Fed.
If we assume the debts the union gets, a new line of credit, a financial diuretic, how do you not get it? If we're aggressive and competitive, the union gets a boost. You'd rather give it a sedative?
You'd rather get a sedative? Title character of Hamilton arguing with Jefferson. Jeffrey Seller is one of the producers of this Broadway blockbuster about America's first Treasury Secretary and the man who shaped our financial system. Mr. Seller, good morning.
Good morning, David. It's great to be here with you.
You know, I remember seeing a video of the writer and eventual star here, Lin-Manuel Miranda. He's at the White House. It's at some event back in 2009. And he tells the crowd, I think Michelle Obama's sitting there, that he's writing a musical about Alexander Hamilton. People laugh like he's joking. It's such an unlikely topic.
Yeah, one could say that making a musical about perhaps America's first bureaucrat wouldn't be the greatest idea ever invented. And here we are with the perhaps greatest advance ever created.
I'm just imagining what your pitch was to move this forward when you're working on this project. You know, it's like Jesus Christ Superstar, only it's about central banking.
Well, the first thing to know is that my bet wasn't on the topic, it was on the creator. It's always on the artist. Certainly, any great story that ends in a duel has potential. And of course, a first act that is dominated by an American Revolution is also bound to be a rollicking good time. It was the second act where I always said to Lynn, it's a lot harder to write governing than it is to write revolutionizing. And somehow, he made governing perhaps the most exciting part of the play of all. Rap battles in the cabinet room.
Rap battles, exactly. Now, the other day, I'm minding my business. I'm walking down 46th Street near Times Square, and there's a commotion in front of your theater. Upon further inspection, you had some guy running an auction for some day of tickets to Hamilton. How's that work, and why are you doing this?
When my then business partner, Kevin McCollum, and I created the lottery system back at Rent in 1996, we started by saying it's first come, first serve, get on the line. And kids were sleeping over in sleeping bags on West 41st Street in 1997. Now, you can imagine what West 41st Street was like in 1997. I was afraid someone was going to get hurt. After those lines became so long, we decided, let's go to a lottery system, and then anybody can show up at 6 o'clock, put their name in the hat, and have an equal shot as everybody else is getting that ticket at 8 o'clock. And then, in fact, that became the system that almost every Broadway show uses.
Jeffrey Seller is the producer of Hamilton, starring and written by Lin-Manuel Miranda. Mr. Seller is also the Rent guy, the Avenue Q guy, and the In the Heights guy. Mr. Seller, thank you.
Thank you very much.